It's episode 207, and we've got plugins for displaying staff members, post type checklists, spam fighting plugins, WordPress walkthroughs, and a plugin that could be the potential BuddyPress killer. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the great wet north, where we have cherry blossoms in January. I'm John Overall.
And smiling and coming to you from the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, where it's sunny and clear all week long. I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, it's a great thing. Sometimes, some years, and we get our cherry blossoms start at the end of January. Anyway, as usual, we got the great show for you this week. And right off the top, the usual stuff. Don't forget, you can find all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, please stop in at Stitcher Radio or in the iTunes store and give us a review. We would greatly appreciate it.
We would greatly appreciate that. You are absolutely right. And we definitely give thanks to everyone over the last few weeks that has given us a favorable review, and that's been everybody. So we're very thankful for that. And it does help us maintain our rankings within the iTunes store. And currently we're number 3 in the U.S. for all of WordPress podcasts. And that's not too bad considering one of them is a zombie. It doesn't even
That one sort of blows me away that it's still there.
Yeah, it's like those politicians that lose to a dead guy. Yeah, you know,
that's what happens, man.
That's all right, but we're in good company there with number one and Dustin Hartzler, your website engineer. Also, reminder: you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living helping people fix their broken websites. And I would like to thank all the many people out there who have given me a call in the past couple of weeks. You know who you are. Thanks a lot. Greatly appreciated. For those of you that run into problems, break your website, white screen of death, some problem, anything, you can pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And I want to stress how important of a service that you run there is, John. And you didn't ask me to do this, but I'm just going to do it anyway. How many people out there, raise your hand, actually know of a phone number that you can put in your phone, and if you have a problem with WordPress, you can just call it, and he'll answer and work it out with you. I don't know of any. I don't know of any.
Not too many. I know, and I do answer the phone unless I happen to be with my kids, out on a run, or out on a date with my wife. Other than that, I'll answer the phone.
Yeah. So if you have problems, and if you listen to this show, you must have problems.
Not necessarily. We get lots of feedback on people that are just enjoying the content.
I'm just teasing. But as far as WordPress goes, And that's a valuable service. So again, I'm going to read your number, John, 818-850-7729. And I also want to remind you, you can use GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN149. That'll give you $1.49.com domains. I just picked one up myself today. Just enter the promo code at checkout for instant savings. That's a .com domain for less than the price of a bag of chips. So go for that one right now while you're listening to the show. GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN149.
That's actually less than a price for a Coke here in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding.
All right. Well, we do have one piece of news this week. This one's kind of an interesting one. It seems WordPress.com Automatic is disconnecting anyone who is using an unpatched version of Jetpack in their WordPress website. Mm. And what that means is that if you have an unpatched version of Jetpack, what they're doing is they're unplugging your API so it no longer connects to WordPress.com, so you no longer will get the benefits of Jetpack. And they're doing this for various reasons, the biggest of which is security reasons. And they say it's to help you. Personally, I think it's to help them, keeping your insecurities from their website. So at any rate, if you haven't patched your version of Jetpack, check out this article and then go make sure you patch that version of Jetpack you have running.
Yes, we encourage you to run all of the patches of Jetpack and
everything.
Some of those other major plugins right away. Don't wait. There's no reason to. If you already use the plugin, then upgrade it.
Yeah. As soon as you see an upgrade, within a couple of days of that, you should be doing the updates for it.
Yeah, and if you don't upgrade your plugins, you're going to have to eventually. They're going to, whatever you're doing that you go, oh, I just don't want it to break. Well, eventually it's going to break because you're trying to run things on an outdated plugin.
Well, so, not just that. The biggest problem happens, you know, the greatest example of it was Revolution. People did an update, and look how many websites got hacked because of a security flaw.
That's true.
So that's your biggest reason. Sometimes what they'll do is they'll have patched and fixed a security flaw that's not being promoted. Of course, for the obvious reasons of once it's promoted, the hackers know it exists. So they try to keep them, you know, quiet as they can until that's all properly patched. And big thing, if it's got an update, sometimes it's a very important patch, like a security fix.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good piece of news, John. Thank you.
All right, well, that covers up what little bits of news I got this week.
Yeah, there's not too much. There is one thing I did want to mention. There's an article about dealing with depression in working in this business. The business that we work in is, as far as design or IT or things that involve staring at a screen forever. Mm-hmm. And Sarah Gooding over at WordPress Tavern, WPTavern.com, did this. And it's really a great read. And sometimes we all get caught up in staring at the screen for hours and hours and hours on end and just sort of get disconnected with reality. And then when you go back to reality, it often is a difficult adjustment that, you know, real life isn't Facebook.
No,
so you don't just go around getting likes. You know, there's a different kind of social currency out there.
Yeah.
So I encourage you to read that article. It's something to take you. It's not a plugin review. It's not themes. It's just dealing with kind of the plugins in our own mind. And check it out over at WPTavern.com.
All right. Well, that sort of wraps up that. I guess it's time to move on to the meat and potatoes, eh?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, off we go. All right, the first plugin I've got here is one that was referred to us. It was referred by Simon Wing, and thanks a lot, Simon. This plugin is called Sidekick, and what it's for is it's an excellent back-end helper for you or your clients, and what it does is it has numerous pre-prepared walkthroughs on how to do things like create posts, change a user, create users, several different walkthroughs through it. Once you start a walkthrough on it, what it does is it sort of locks the screen and forces you to follow the prompts and click on each item through the prompts until you're done. That way you've sort of followed and seen how it works. You can stop it at any time by double-clicking on it and stop the walkthrough and then continue back to your normal WordPress website. Works very well. Also, currently, they only offer it as a free version. While they do have plans for several layers of paid versions, but in a free version, you can create up to 3 custom walkthroughs of your own and save them for you or your clients, depending on what you're doing. And with that kind of aspect there, you could create something as unique as, say, you've just put in a great slider plugin and you need them to know how to create a slider because they're going to call you 6 times before they finally get it sunk into their heads how to do it. You create that, they click the walkthrough, they walk through, and they're refreshed on how to do that. So this is a great plugin, fantastic, seemed to work quite smoothly, and has lots of promise for the future. But even starting right off the bat, I have to give this a top 5 dragon rating. Sidekick.
Wow. Is there, okay, so there, what's the difference between there's a pro version of this?
Well, it's the freemium version right now. The difference I've seen in the pro version on their website is the pro version is going to offer 10 walkthroughs, 20 walkthroughs, or unlimited walkthroughs you can create. That's what I saw was the difference. So you can create more walkthroughs, but you get started with the free version with being able to create 3 walkthroughs.
Hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. I want to talk about a frequent section, or rather, that we all get asked to make if we do WordPress websites for businesses. John, I'm speaking of the team member page or the staff page, administration, whatever you want to call it, right?
Right.
And for the most part, it kind of stinks, doesn't it? The way that we've been able to, that we've been kind of forced to make these things, it's either been, I've seen a lot of themes on ThemeForest. That's like their only, you know, call to glory is that whole, they can make a cool team page and every part else of the theme sucks.
Right.
So this plugin is called Team Members, and it adds a team section right into the admin panel, which you can then showcase your staff, employees, people, contributors, anything like that. You add different members to the teams, so you make teams. Then you add their picture, their position, their bio, and then social links. And then you can just reorder them anytime you want or display them. This is the key. Display them via short code within any post or page that you want. And even on widgets and stuff. So I thought this was, amongst all of the little staff or bio pages that I've seen, this was pretty cool. It worked really well. I don't like that it only has 3 social links. I think I should be able to make anything that I want as far as different fields and populate them. So for that, I took a point off. But otherwise, very good concept, very good execution, very easy to use. And quite simply, they had some great instructions that went along with this. The cool thing about it is it's actually responsive as well. So that's a big plus in my book. So it went from a 5 to a 3 to now the final solution here, which is a 4.
No. Still sounds like a pretty great plugin for creating a team section.
It is worth checking out, and it does adhere quite well to the existing theme, which not a lot of plugins out there that do those types of things do that. They always look like crap. So this one at least will maintain within your CSS, and it's pretty easy to adjust it if you have to.
Excellent. All right. Well, the next plugin I've got, the next couple of plugins I've got are anti-spam plugins. And probably going to do, like, the next show will probably be an anti-spam show for me, because I'm reviewing a lot of anti-spam plugins in preparation for a presentation I'm giving next week. But just...
You know what, then? I'm going to do nothing but email plugins.
There you go. Anti-spam
and email. To combat your spam.
Anti-spam and email. So at any rate, this one here is called Spam Master. This is one of the first ones I've checked out. It looked very promising from the description and everything else until I installed it. Now, it looks really good. It works all right. It's a freemium plugin. And the free version that I was testing, which you get from the WP.org site, is limited in how much blocking it's going to do. If you want the maximum blocking for it, you have to pay for the premium version. Not a bad thing in and of itself, but the limitations sort of drove the usage of the plugin as a freemium down into the middle ground. Although it does allow you to create your own whitelists and blacklists, this one only seems to work with registrations. It doesn't seem to work with other areas of the site. So all in all, not a bad plugin. Spam Master, check it out. I give it a 3 dragon rating.
Spam Master.
Yeah.
I like it. That's pretty cool. All right. This other plugin, the second one in my list, is called Post Type Requirements Checklist. This one is awesome. It uses kind of these standards to add options for just the meta boxes that you want and require in order to have a post put out. So you can require that the thing has to have a featured image.
Hmm.
Or else it doesn't spit it. You can't post it.
Nice.
It won't publish it. Or have content put in a specific way. If you have a custom post template, say. Mm-hmm. And all of those particular fields have to be filled out if you select so, which is awesome because oftentimes I'm doing those types of things and doing importing either from like a, you know, an importer of some kind or moving different content over. And this is my fail safe now that I know that junk content or content that's not formatted correctly never gets published.
Nice.
Without this thing going off. So it's called Post Type Requirements Checklist. It's definitely worth checking out yourself. And I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
I think I have a use for that on a website I'm currently building for a client. We want to make sure when they create the content, it's done all the correct ways.
Yeah, so let me give you another example. If you're putting in recipes or you have a custom post type for recipes, you know, you've got to have in there the temperature that you're supposed to preheat the oven in that little blank. And that, because that's a key element, right?
Key element.
So that's what it does. It doesn't let the post go out until all of these things are in the required checklist are filled in.
Okay.
It's just like what you would do with a form, right?
Mm-hmm. Double checking.
Required fields.
Required fields. Yes. Okay. The final one I've got here today is called Stop Spammer Registrations Plugin. Now, while this seems like it's a plugin that's only going to stop spammer registrations, and people wonder, well, why don't you just turn off registrations? Well, the thing is, if you got an e-commerce store or something else, you got to turn on registrations for your website. And once you turn those on, the spammers will come and register on your website in droves. And there's various ways to slow them down, captures, checkboxes, spam traps, everything else, but it doesn't seem to dry them up. It only draws them down to a small trickle. This plugin here seems to dry them up completely. And it not only stops the spammer registrations, but I also discovered it stops spammer commenters. And it stops spammers in other areas on the site. But this plugin is very aggressive with its base settings. So much so we discovered this the hard way on a client site. We put it on there to stop the spammer registrations, which immediately dried up when we turned this on. But what also happened is they had a couple of regular commentators on their website that couldn't place a comment. It kept getting wiped out as spam because of the settings. And so we had to tone them back a little bit so some of their regular commentators could get in there. But what it meant is that their regular commentators are listed on spam lists somewhere. Because one of the things this plugin does is use spam lists, real-time blocking lists, to help block the spammers. So other than that, this one here turns out to be a fantastic plugin, the Stop Spammers Registration plugin, and I had to give this a top 5 dragon rating.
So does it prevent them from being able to make a comment to begin with?
No.
Or does it...
They can go through, fill it all out. As soon as they hit submit, they get a window that says your comment's been deleted as spam.
Oh, nice. Denied.
Yeah. It was just brutal.
Can I customize that message?
Probably. I don't know. I never got into dig into that, so...
Oh, yeah. You got knocked out. That's what I'd be putting in there.
So...
Okay, John, how much do you hate BuddyPress?
I don't know. I've only used it a couple of times, but I've been asked to do it on a website coming up sometime soon, so I'll probably hate it a lot then.
Oh, well, then let me ask you, why do they want it?
They've got a community website they want to put together.
And are they stuck to BuddyPress?
No, we're in the development stages of this project.
All right, John, that's music to my ears because I'm going to tell you about Ultimate Member. This could be the BuddyPress killer. I'll try and put some reverb on in that section.
Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, I'm not that good with the
okay, so yet. Here's what it does. It provides a complete kind of both member and community, kind of just like BuddyPress, BBPress. Mm-hmm. It allows front-end registration, login, editing their own profiles. You can put your own custom form fields in. Drag-and-drop form builder on that, by the way, along with conditional logic. There's a dedicated user account page, custom user roles, searchable member directories, going outward, custom HTML email templates that can be sent, content restriction, conditional menus even. It's completely mobile and totally responsive in any device, SEO optimized, and completely developer friendly as far as theme integration.
Nice.
It's it's pretty cool, but it ain't Buddy Press yet.
Yeah.
It's getting there, and I'm telling you, there's going to be a social war going on in WordPress in 2015 with Triple J out there getting $50,000 to contribute to Buddy Press and BB Press and making those better, and that's going to be his full-time gig this year, not doing nothing but that.
Yeah.
Now you've got Ultimate Member, which is days old, and it's poised. And it does a lot of things that Buddy Press does not do.
Nice.
But I rated it a 4 out of 5. Close, but no cigar.
Well, I imagine it's going to pick up. Yeah, it's only been downloaded 262 times. Yeah, it's like brand
new. Yeah. Yes, it is. Hot off the press, John. And I will say this. I've tried to incorporate Buddy Press in some corporate environments on corporate sites.
Yeah.
No way. It didn't. No way. I mean, unless you know WordPress, Buddy Press is probably not going to be a good solution for the front-end user. It's just kind of clunky. So this one maybe has some potential. Try it, all of you listening, and let me know. Let me know what you think. Ultimate Member, 4 out of 5.
All right. Well, then we'll check that one out. I think I'll give it a go-around.
Yeah, yeah, it's worth it.
All right, well, that covers up our plugins. I covered up this week Sidekick, which I gave a 5 rating to. I covered up Spam Master to help stop the spam, which I gave a 3 to. And then the Stop Spammers Registration, which can be very strong, and I gave a 5 rating to.
And I talked about Team Member. I didn't realize I had two things named Member this week. Team Member, which allows you to illustrate your staff, their social profiles, all that kind of thing. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. Post Type Requirement Checklist, which is an awesome pre-flight. That's for custom post type fields, anything like that. Gave that one a 5 out of 5. And we just talked about Ultimate Member, the potential. Ready? The potential Buddy Press killer, but not. Gave that one a 4 out of 5.
It's only a few days old, man. Give it some time. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, got a go commercial for you. If you're tired of same old stock photography, it's time for a change. Check out CanadaStockPhoto.com. Great, unique, not found anywhere else. Stock photo images. New images going to be added soon. So check it out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
And I am going to forgo my other GoDaddy mention in this slot and just let you know, go to MarcusCouch.com, my website, and sign up to my mailing list because I've got a lot of cool things that I don't post on my blog, but I definitely email out. So please sign up. I got a number of people on the list, and we're going to have an interesting discussion back and forth, I hope. So go to MarcusCouch.com, and there'll be a little pop-up that just slams in your face and sign up to the list. Just throw your email in there, and let's talk.
All right. And don't forget, if you got a couple minutes, please stop it at the iTunes store. Give us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. Or over on Blueberry or Stitcher Radio.
That's right. And, John, one more thing I do want to mention on our website. We also have a mailing list.
Oh, yes, we do.
And it's been growing pretty nicely. So head on over to WPPluginsA2Z.com and sign up for that mailing list, too. You won't regret it. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter @WPPluginsA2Z.
That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.